Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today in the studio, we are joined by Miss Carbon Canyon herself, Shalice Rahala. Shalice, always a pleasure to have you on. Thank you again for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me here.
So I think it's fair to say it's go time for Miss Carbon County. Things are starting to really heat up. I mean, you got Miss Utah right around the corner. And in preparation for that, you guys are hosting a movie meet and greet. Is that right?
Yes, that's for sure. That's what we're doing. We have that coming up and everything. It's coming just around the corner, and I just am doing as much fundraising as I can so I can be supported going to it.
Yeah, I really think this is one of those events where you're justified to be fundraising as much as you have to, because this is something where there's a lot that goes into it behind the scenes, I'm sure, that the general public just probably wouldn't see in preparation for Miss Utah. So this is coming up on Saturday, March 1st at 11 a.m. at the King Cole Theaters. And, you know, you had a poll going on Facebook about what movie you wanted to show, but ultimately, three movies won out.
Yeah, I mean, the votes were so close, so we generously asked the movie theater, and they kindly allowed us to do all three movies. So we are so excited to be able to show all three.
And what three movies are we showing in this event?
So we are showing The Greatest Showman, Wicked, and Enchanted. We had a lot of people excited about The Greatest Showman being able to see it on the big screens again. Of course, Wicked is a popular choice right now with it being new. And Enchanted, I just think it's such a good family movie, and it's super fun to see. So
I feel like Enchanted's one of those underrated ones.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, so let's see for a second. Which movie are you most excited for at this?
Oh, I don't even know where to begin. I mean, my personal favorite has been The Greatest Showman, just because I don't know why, but it just sticks so much out to me, the music, the story behind it and everything. I'm super excited to see Wicked. I actually have not seen it yet, so I'm going to have a hard choice choosing between these, because as well as Enchanted, it's such just a great movie to watch, makes you laugh. It's good all around. So,
and then if people are wanting to buy tickets, it's $8 for adults, $6 for children. Where can they get tickets for this event?
So you can go to the website at MissCarbonCounty.com and you can get it there, or you can walk in day of and be able to get tickets when you walk in.
So that's something exciting coming up again on Saturday, March 1st at 11 a.m. over in the King Cole Theaters. But before we came on here, you talked about another exciting thing. Your book for your platform came in.
Yeah, so it actually just came in like an hour ago. I am so excited. It got delayed a little bit, but I just wrote a book. I am so excited to be able to go share this with the schools. A lot of people have been asking me to purchase it. There are some things I want to improve on it, little things, but I should be coming out soon with saying how you can get it and how you can receive it. So,
and what's this book's title and what is it all about?
So it's about my platform. It's titled Caring About Health is Loving Yourself, and it focuses on sharing the struggles of anxiety. I have a little sibling who in elementary school, they had really bad anxiety. At that time, mental health wasn't really talked about, and we didn't know what it was, how to deal with it. She didn't know how to deal with it. So there's some little coping mechanisms in here, how to be able to handle anxiety and how to recognize if you're having anxiety.
And I think that's important, because I think a lot of people forget until a few years ago, mental health was a rarely talked about subject. Now it's definitely had that effect of reducing the stigma. I think this is something that's going to continue to help do that. So props to you for writing that for your platform. And then for you, for Miss Utah, like we talked about it earlier, that's coming up a lot faster than a lot of people really expected. But what are you doing to help prepare for that?
So I'm doing all these fundraisers. The meet and greet is one of them, and that will help me get there. There's a lot more events I'm planning in the future in March, especially where March is Mental Health Awareness Month. So I have quite a few fundraisers and events that I will be planning and throwing. So stay tuned for that, and I'll be posting more about that.
Now, Shalice, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
If you want to know more about my book, you can reach out to me personally or just look at the Miss Carbon County page, and I will be posting more about it. And I am so excited to see you all at the meet and greet. Please come. It will be such an amazing and fun event.
Well, Shalice, always a pleasure to have you on. Thank you again for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Again, that was Shalice Rahala, Miss Carbon County. We were talking about a few upcoming things coming up on Saturday, March 1st at 11 a.m. They're going to be showing movies at the King Cole Theater. Tickets are available at the door or online, $8 for adults and $6 for children. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.